Okay, this is Tehillim Perek Yud Gimel. This Perek of six psukim is David HaMelech expressing Hashem, why do you forget me? Why do you show Hester Panim? And at the end of the Perek, David says, I have emuna that you're going to save me. But the Perek is just a cry for help from David HaMelech, who is Bitzaris. And again, written for any Jew who is Bitzaris to call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ending, as every Perek ends, with a positive outlook. The Rav Hirsch, in his Hadamah to the Perek, Rav Hirsch says, we see Israel alone and forsaken, surrounded by enemy nations. Israel feels that it has been abandoned. Its heart is heavy with care and has no strength left with which to attempt to rise above its misery. Israel is afraid that it will now falter in its faith and in its loyalty to its mission, and that its foes will triumph when they see that at last Israel has begun to waver. Right, David HaMelech says, how long are you going to forget show us that it seems like you're forgetting us? Therefore, Israel prays for a divine ray of light so that it may gather renewed courage to persevere until that day when it may have cause to offer a hymn of praise to God. Sometimes when we're so lost, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just give us a little chizuk in order to, even if it's not the full geula, to recognize that we're still able to continue until that day comes. And that's what David HaMelech is davening for here, davening for that little ray of light. Lam Natzeach Mizmar LaDavid. Again, it's a Mizmar. It's still a Mizmar LaDavid. Ad Ana Hashem Dishkacheni Netzach. How long, Hashem, do you forget me forever? Ad Ana Tasaras Panechim Meni. How long do you have Hester Panim? The Malbim says on here that there are two types of Hester Panim, we might call it, or lack of direct Hashkacha, Latov, what the Malbim calls. Again, is it no Hashkacha, so to speak, Hashem leaves, or is it punishable Hashkacha? Right? There are sometimes that one might call, what we usually call Hester Panim is that Hashem kind of leaves and leaves things up to Mikra. The Malbim has it the other way. He says Hester Panim is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes us and gives us Yisurin, so it looks like he's hiding, but really he's directly there punishing us for whatever reason. But the other way is that when Hashem leaves us up to Mikra, like that's the mashal of the parent ignoring and the parent punishing. That's what the Malbim says. Lamatzeach, tefila l'Hashem, bal yishkacheyu, ubal yaster panav, mimenu b'shnei mini azivos, v'hastaras panim. There are two types of ways that Hashem, Rachman al-Islam, might leave. Ha-shichacha, hu eis higdil b'chet kolkach, shichacha, that mida is when our chet is so great, ad shi yisalek Hashem ashkachasu mimenu b'kol v'chol. Hashem removes his ashkacha from us, so to speak. V'oz lo yitav lo v'lo yera, achu masur el hamikre b'chol inyanav. That's what he calls shichacha. And v'astaras panim, hu be'eis yashkiach Hashem alav, l'ha anisho. When Hashem is mashkiach on us to punish alavono, she'oz eino shakuach, eitzel hashkacha helyona. Because then our eye is, it looks like it's shakuach, v'rak she'ha onesh ha-hashkachi hazeh ne'elam v'nistar b'emsoim tiviyim. And it appears that Hashem is not there, but really, as we've said, he's meitzitz. He's meitzitz min acharakim. So those are the two types that David HaMelech is referring to here, says the Malbim. Tishkacheni netzach, that's the shechacha, and the hester panim. So how long is it? Rashi points out that there are four ad-anas here, in these two psukim. Ad-ana tishkacheni netzach, ad-ana tasras bechumeni, ad-ana ashis eitzos benafshi. How long do I have to try to figure out things, how to save myself? How long will my enemy lift up their hearts against me? So ad ana, four ad anas, keneged, says Rashi, keneged the four malchios, right? The four kingdoms, the galios that we are in, of course, Bavel and Madai, Yavon, and Romi. So these are the four ad anas that are mentioned here. The Radak quotes that the Ad Ana is also Kineged, the four Ad Masais, the four Ad Masais that Hashem said to us. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Radak quotes, Amar Yitzchak, Mida Kineged Mida, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lafisha Amarti Arba Apamim Ad Ana Me Antem, Ad Ana Yina Atsuni, how long are you refusing? You're getting me angry. Ad Ana Lo Yaminu Bi, how long? Ad Masai Lo Eda Harazos, by the Meraglim, Kach ani asil limsor eschem biat arba malchios. Vatem titzaku lefanai arba pa'amim. And that's these four ad onas, keneged the four times. So it's mida keneged mida, the four malchios. We know the in Mo'os Tzur that we sing on Chanukah, if you never thought about it and we just sung it, it's a reference to the four malchios. Right? The first paragraph is just in general. Ma'oz Tzur Yeshua Si, Hashem is our Ma'oz, Lachana El Shabeach, to you. We praise Tikon Beis Tfilasi Visham Toda Nezabeach. We daven Hashem, give us our Beis HaMikdash. And then we have the four paragraphs, the four middle paragraphs of the Golios. Ro'o Sava Nafshi Biyogon Kochichila. It's not really the four. This is usually not connected. We'll see what's connected. Biyogon Kochichila B'chaye Meir B'koshi B'shibun Malchus Egla. Right? What that's talking about? That's talking about Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was the first Golos. Right, and Koshi Shibud Malchios Hotzias Haskula Chel Paro V'Cholzaro Yardu Kevin Insula. Right in the Yamsov. So first in Mosur it's discussed Mitzrayim. Then Devir Katsho Heviani. The Devir is the Beis Hamikdash. V'Gam Shamlo Shakatzi. I wasn't there for so long. V'Gam Nori Tehiglani Ki Zarim Avadati, because I did Avodah Zara. Kate Bavel Zeru Bavel. The Kate Shivim Noshati. We had a Chorban Bavel, but then we were brought back. Next Kuros Komas Barosh Bikesh Agogi ben Amdasa, right? That's the Purim, Persia, right? Parasumadai, right? That's the Persian. V'niya solo l'fachlu mokesh, talking about Haman. V'gavaso nishbasa, his gaiva was crushed. Rosh Yemini nisesa, right? Mordechai. V'oyev shema machisa, rov banav v'kinyanav ala eis talisas. That's Paras. Next, Yavanim nikbetsu alai, Yavan. Azai bimei chashmanim. Afartu chomus migdalai v'timu kol hashmanim. Right, so here you have not just the four Golios, we had Mitzrayim as the source of it, but now we have the Chanukah story. V'timu kol hashmanim, minosar kankanim, nasalini slashoshanim, from the leftover oil, b'nei bino yimei shmona, kavu shiranonim. And then finally, talking about the fourth Golos, Romi, but this is really a tefillah. Chasov zeroa kachecha v'koriv keitz ha-yeshua. Bring the gula. Nikom nikmas dama v'adecha me'uma harishah. That's the Roman Empire, as it's called. Esav. Ki ar chalonu a Yeshua v'en keitz limei ra'a. Please bring the Golos. But again, the four Golios plus Mitzrayim, which was the original one, are alluded to here in the four Ad-Anas. In the four Ad-Anas. So it says, Ad-Ana tishkacheni netzach. Right? How long are you going to forget me forever? So the Rinas Yitzchak notes, forever, as if like there's no time. The first Golos of Bavel, didn't that have an exact time? 70 years. Everybody knew it. That was the nevuah. Everybody knew there was going to be a nevuah of 70 years of galus. So how could it say ad ana tishkacheni, right? If it's not going to be infinite, it has an exact time. Bishlama, he writes, Birinas Yisak, Bahanach Galusim, Shalom Nomar Shumzman, by a galus that doesn't have his man, fine, Kamiye Bagalus. So then Shayach Lomar ad ana. Ava Bagalus, Bavel, Hagzera, Haisa, Kiyu Bagalus, Shivim Shana, Kidachsib Bikra, Vikim Mashayach Lomar ad ana Shem Zukhari Netzach. So there are different ways to answer this question. Based on a gra, one might say, he says that really 70 years, but 70 years from when? Right, we know the Gemara even says that there were miscalculations. Remember at the beginning of Megillah, Daf Yud Aleph, Baal Shitzar, Nebuchadnezzar, they all miscalculated. So it could be 70 years, but Hashem could have made it that 70 years from an earlier time. So for us, it would have been looked at as less than 70 years between the Bati Mikdash. Right, one. Or one might say, there's a difference between Bi'ita Achishana. Maybe the 70 years is Bi'ita. Right, in its time, if we don't deserve any time earlier. But Achishana, Hashem can do it earlier, if he wants to get involved. So there are ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can figure it out. But that this cry out, this very emotional psukim, Ad Ana, until when that you're going to forget me forever? Ad Ana, Tatsiris Panachimeni, that you have Hester upon him. The Malbim goes through each phrase in the rest of the parak, paralleling to the two types of Hester. Ad Ana, Ashis, Eitzos, Panafshi, how long will I have to think of ways to save myself? Yagon bilvavi yomam, to have yagon and worry in my heart. Ad ana rum oivi alai, how long will my nation, will my enemies be on top of me? So the Biuri Chasidus, there are Drush, ad ana ashis echos nafshi, right? This is an answer to the previous question. How long will Hashem show Esther upon him? Ad ana ashis echos nafshi, when I think I could only do it myself. When I think it's all me, and I don't realize I need HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when it's still going to be difficult. We have to recognize that with all of the hishtavlos that we do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to help us out. Right? Nothing is going to happen with just us. with just us. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has that idea in Parshas HaZinu, where the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Mashiach's not going to come. Ein ben David ba acha yisya'ashu min ha-geula. Mashiach's not going to come until we are misya'ish. Kaviyachol ein somech va'ozer li Yisrael. So what does that mean? Right? Acha yisya'ashu min ha-geula. Right? That's when Mashiach's going to come. We can't give up. No, he says, as long as we think that it's only going to happen b'derech hateva, and it's only going to be based on what we do without divine help, that's a problem. Once we recognize that we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not just about teva, it's not just about us, so then Mashiach comes. That's here, so that's going to still be a problem. So we say to Hashem, Habita aneni Hashem, please Hashem, look, Hashem Elokai, answer me, Ha'ira einai penisha namaves. Right, light up my eyes, lest I sleep the death. Ishan hamaves. Right, you see here, Rashi quotes Shamisa Nikre Shena, because death is associated with sleep. Remember the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, the 160th Gemara, or the Gemara in Brachos Daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis, where the Gemara says there are 5 160ths. Chamisha Echan Mishishim. Eloin Eish Dvash Shabbos Shena Chalom. Fine. Eish, fire, is echamishishim l'gehenim. Fire is 1/60th of gehenim. Dvash, honey, echamishishim l'man, 1/60th of man. Shabbos, echamishishim l'olam haba. Shabbos, mein olam haba. Shena, echamishishim l'misa. There's our sleep is 1/60th of death. Chalom, echamishishim l'nevuah. Dream is 1/60th of nevuah. The Marsha here says, it's what do you mean, why 1/60th? Where did that come from? Because there's bitul b'shishim. If it's less than that, then it'll be bata. It'll be bata. But if it's one, you know, within 60, so then that's it still exists. Interesting marsha. So that's the pen ishan amavis. Pen yomar, lest they say, oivi, lest my enemies say, yecholtiv, I am able to overcome. They say that all the time. Sarai yagilu, my enemies rejoice, ki emot, as I falter. As I falter, Hashem, I don't want that. Please, help me. And then we have the last pasuk, which we say every morning, and there's a lot to say about this pasuk. V'ani b'chasecha v'tachti Hashem, in your chesed, I have bitachon. Yogel libi b'yeshua secha, right? My heart rejoices in your Yeshua. Ashir el Hashem, I sing out to Hashem, ki gamal alai, when he has given me my gemul. Yeah, there is a somewhat of a well-known comment by the Chazon Ish, where the Chazon Ish in the second parak of Emunah Bitachon, he talks about what is Bitachon. Ani b'chastecha v'tachti. He says, Toas noshenes nis'azchurecha b'lev rabim b'musag bitachon. It's an old mistake that people have about Bitachon. Shem Bitachon ha'meshamesh l'mida mehulala v'ikares b'fiach hasidim. This mida, which is very praiseworthy, nis'tovava b'musag chova l'ha'amin. Right, it got mixed up with the concept that people think that you have to believe b'chol mikre shepoge sha'adam v'ha'amidaso likras asid bilti muchra, when you're facing a future that's unknown v'shnei drachim ba'atid achas tova v'lo shnia ki betach yetov, the good outcome is going to come out v'mistapik v'choshish al hipochatov, and if a person thinks that the bad outcome will come out hu mechusi bitachon, that's a chisaron. Says the Chazon Ish, that's wrong. Ve'en hara azu bebitachon nechona. Shekol shalon is barer b'nevua goral ha'asid. As long as you don't know with prophecy of the future, ve'en ha'asid muchra, then the asid is not muchra. Ki mi yodemish b'dei Hashem v'gumul osav. Bitachon means she'en mikre ba'olam. V'chol anasa tachaz ha'shemesh, hako b'achrozem ito yizbarach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in charge. Right, that's the what bitachon means. Doesn't mean that I'll always get the result that I want, right? That's b'chastocha v'tachti. That's the bitachon that's discussed. There is many quotes starting from the Emek Bracha. They quote it from the Emek Bracha. Rav Parmanchik quotes this from the Bisker Rav, who quotes this from his father, Rav Chaim, who says, what happens if a Navi tells you that a Yeshua is going to happen? A person is Betzaris, and the Navi says, Hashem is going to help you. Could you sing Shira already then? Could you thank Hashem already if the Navi told you? Im yavo hanavi b'shem Hashem v'yomer shashem yasel yisrael neis. O yimsa mi sheyia lo bitachon gomor b'shem. Or if you find somebody who has total bitachon and he knows Hashem is going to bring the neis. Bitachon shal mea achuzim. 100%. Shebehechle yas Hashem lo neis. And a person really, really believes that. Im roi lomar b'kagavna es ha-shira miyan kodim l'neis. Is it appropriate to say the Shira right away? Right when he has that 100% bitachon? Or when the Navi tells you? Because you have to say Shira to Hashem after he does it. So what if you have bitachon 100%? And says Reb Chaim now. Bitachon is not enough. And that's what our pasuk says. V'ani b'chastecha v'tachti, if I have bitachon in your chesed, yogel libi, my heart will be happy, b'shua secha. My heart is happy in your Yeshua. Pirish. Av sheishli bitachon agomer b'shua secha, b'zerach yogel libi. Avo masaya shira l'ashem, ki gamal alai. Right, the shira is only once it takes place. Sha'achar anes. Oza shira lo shezeu din b'shira al anes. She'ina orim shira elo la'achar anes. That's the Emek Bracha in the piece Ha'alel al hanes. The question that's asked on Reb Chaim is that there is a story in Divrei Hayamim. We discuss this in our Divrei Hayamim shirim that say that right after a Navi promised what was going to happen, then they already were Mahalel and Mishabeach. Right, so how is that possible? Right, if you look in Divrei Hayamim, Beis, Perachaf, right, it says, V'yechaziel ben Zachariah, Heisel Aruach Hashem, Ko'amar Hashem lachem, ki lo lachem amalcham, ki lo lachem, lo lachem li lachem bazos. Right, so what do you mean? It says there, and what does it say there afterwards? V'yiko Yoshafat, V'yikum alavim lahalel Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, B'kol Gadol, they were saying Shira. So the answer is, it could be that Reb Chaim's thought was about if a person has, he asked the question, but when he answered it, he was just saying it about Bitachon 100%. If a Navi says it, it might be different. If a Navi says it, there might be difference. Might not be, but it might be different as well. That is the that's the Reb Chaim. There's another discussion on this about this pasuk, and that is there's a question about a Ramah. The Ramah in Hilchas Chanukah that says Tafresh Pei Beis Aleph. It's funny that there's so much discussion about this Ramah, but it's only a Ramah that comes up if you make a mistake. The Ramah says if you forget Al Anisim in benching, then at the end by the Harachamans you could add in Harachaman. And then you say the whole Al Anisim there. And the question that all the Achronim ask on the Ramah is that in Al Anisim, where it's supposed to be, so it's Hodah, Al Anisim. But here it's put in as a Bakasha. Harachman hu yase lanu nisim kishem shasis lavaseinu. Are you allowed to ask for an ace? Are they supposed to ask for an ace? That's not so pashut, right? You're not allowed to ask for an ace. Right, the ain't somchen al anes. Right, what does the Mishnah say in Brachas? Had soik l'sha'aver, hayreizet tui l'shav. Right, if you daven for something in the past, right, your wife is pregnant. You don't know what it is. You daven for one of the genders. That's you're not allowed to do that. Hayreizet tui l'shav. Right, and the Gemara there on Daf Samach that Leah davened and the Ubaro switched. Emaskir and Maisanisim. That's Leah. So there are many answers given to this question about davening for an isim. Some say that if it's davening for a nes having to do with a ruchnius, helping them do a mitzvah, that's allowed. But one of the answers given by the Yeshua's Yaakov is that, and there are others that give an opposite answer. Depends if it's a nes nigla or a nes nistar. Because usually when a nes is done, it costs me. Menachel o mizchuyosav. It costs me, and I have to deduct, so to speak, my zechuyos, and that's why some of the others were worried. Right, Avraham Avinu was worried, maybe because of the Yeshua that he had, he lost his zechuyos. But you know, it cost. But says the Yeshua's Yaakov, that's only if it's not a nes nigle, which also causes a kiddush Hashem, that people recognize the godless of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Because if that happens, so then it's balanced out. So when we were asking, when are you not allowed to daven for a nes, a private nes, like switching in utero, like Leah, that you're not allowed to daven for. But a public nes, where it's going to be a kiddushim shemayim, so that's not going to cost you any zechuyos, and that you can daven for. That you can daven for. That's what Yeshua's Yaakov says on Shulchan Aruch. So suggests in the Kamotzi Shal Rav, they quote from the Or Shraga, maybe that's alluded to in this pasuk. V'ani b'chastecha v'tachti, I have bitachon in your chesed. Right? Yogeli bibi shua secha. My heart will be happy though if you do a Yeshua. Yeshua is a public nace. A public nace that I'll be happy for. A shira l'ashem ki go, and then I'll sing out. But it has to be a Yeshua. Because from elsewhere, Yeshua always means a public nace that everybody will recognize the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we have to, that's what this pasuk is. A shira l'ashem ki go malalai. And we say that at the end of Hodu, right before Mizmor Lasoda. This is like an introduction to Mizmor Perakuf. Tehillim Perakuf, Ashira Lashem Ki Gamal Alai, and then you say Mizmor Lasoda every single day. If you look also, Rinas Yitzchak has another thought related to this, another pshat that the Gra says in Avnei Elio on the pasuk we say every day in davening, Mishanu Miftach Lasadikim, Miftach Bitachon. That means Hashem is going to save us. Mishan, a support. Sometimes, as we first started off our parak in the introduction, we're like losing it. We feel like we're slipping on our emunah. So we ask Hashem, give us some chizuk in terms of strengthening our emunah. So that's the mish'an. Hashem supports us, and then we could have the bitachon. So maybe that's what. My heart is happy because you give me strength to have the bitachon, and then I'll be zochet to the Ashir Hashem ki gamal alai. That's what the Gra says. There's the mishan, and then and often we find that in history. In Mitzrayim, they had the nisim before they actually had. They had the makas before they actually had. You see the Mitzrayim. Amay Achashverosh, Mordechai was taken around on the horse before the actual geula took place. So sometimes Hashem gives a little chizik beforehand just to keep us going. So maybe that's what this pasuk is also alluding to as well. Okay, we will stop here. Ashir Hashem ki gamal alai.